discussing this week the various questions of Bishul that was part by Yisrael, part by a guy, beginning to end, Machal Ben Drusai, and Eglei Tal, discussing these questions, compares it a couple of times to Hilcha Shabbos. He wants to argue that the Makar of the Tur holds in Hilcha Shabbos, that even after a food has been cooked to Machal Ben Drusai, there still is Bishul Madrabana to continue cooking it. His makar for that is the Shitas HaRash, who says that even if a guy cooks something like a Machal Ben Drusai, you can fix the problem by continuing to cook it. That means there still is some Bishul happening even after Machal Ben Drusai. Eglei Tal then goes and turns the argument around. He wants to know, according to the Rashba, who holds that there's no Isra at all, even Madrabanan, to cook on Shabbos after Machal Ben Drusai, why is it even a Chiddush in Bishul Akum that after it got to Machal Ben Drusai by Yisrael, this is no further Bishul Akum by a guy? Kofan Eglei Tal is making these parallels back and forth between Hilcha Shabbos and
the Raisa. There's no Bishul after
Rachel
and
Zay. The Rashba holds. The Rashba holds. There are three shitas. There's one shita that there's still Bishul deraisa. There's one shita that there's Bishul Madrabanan. And the Rashba shita, I think the Shifty people have a mistake in their packet. When they paraphrase Eglei Tal according to the Rashba, they say that Machshel Adas Rashba, the Cholshen is Bashel Kashir Machal Ben Drusai Leka Isser Bishul Min HaTorah in big bold letters. The Rashba is one who says there's no Isser even in Drabah. But Akal Panim, I just want to digress a little bit and talk about another very common, maybe not so common, but a practical question discussed in many postgame, which also revolves a lot around the question of analogies between Shabbos and Bishul Akum, and that is the question of Bishul Akum Al Yedei a microwave. If you heat up food in a microwave, is that, we have to discuss both questions, is that Bishul on Shabbos? Is that Bishul on for Bishul Akum? Is Bishul Akum worse than Shabbos? Better than Shabbos? About the same as Shabbos? So Ligabe Shabbos, Rav Moshe Feinstein held that Bishul on the microwave is Bishul. Rav Moshe had certain assumptions, which maybe are dubious. He said that microwave is a perfectly good way of cooking. Everyone would cook on the microwave. If they don't, it's because the technology hasn't penetrated yet. But Bishul, it's just the same as regular cooking. Just as effective, it's simpler and faster and better. But today, you know, we know we do not use microwaves for almost any form of cooking. We use it mostly for reheating food. Certain things you can cook in a microwave, eggs, you know, potatoes, and different things you can cook in a microwave. One article I saw by Rabbi Flug of YU on Bishul Akum points out there's almost nothing that's going to be cookable in a microwave. Reheating something is not Bishul Akum if it was cooked already. And things that you do cook are often not olal shulchan malachim. But if you find certain things, it'd be eggs or certain other things, you can actually cook in a microwave, it'll be olal shulchan malachim, then you'll have this question. Rav Moshe claims on Shabbos it's bona fide bishul, the same as any other bishul, just more convenient. If you have the equipment, then that would not seem to be the way we treat microwaves. We understand microwaves, but not as that. The question is, what's the halacha of those who are chalak and Rav Moshe, those who held it's not bishul, gabe Shabbos? And these questions involve intricate and lumbish questions of the definitions of Bitzel and Chamei Ha'ar and Chamei Tveria and like the Mishkan, all kinds of questions about whether something is called Bishul for Shabbos or not. The question is, what about Bishul for Bishul Akum? Is cooking in a microwave called Bishul for Bishul Akum or not? Poskim are all over the map. Some Poskim are emphatic that it's Usser. Some Poskim think that it's Mutter. Some Poskim think that even if it's Usser for Shabbos, it's Mutter for Bishul Akum. Some Poskim think even if it's Mutter for Shabbos, it's Usser for Bishul Akum. Just to discuss some of the basic shitas and svaras that are going on, the machmirim include the Shevet HaLevi, the Shraga HaMeir of Schneebalg, and others. They say it's pashut that it's aser. They say that the problem is that the Mekilim bring a Ramah. The Ramah says in Kuf Yud Gimel that Kavush and Maluach, if you have, the Ramah talks about Kavush, they say Maluach also, if you have all over Yerdeya, we say that Kavush has the properties of Bishul for certain purposes, like Abbe Blias, like Abbe Asering things. We often treat Kavush as being like Mavushal. Says Ramah, not like Abbe Bishul Akum. That the Ramah's language is, Gam Kavush Eino Kamavushal for Bishul Akum purposes, Lo Asru El Bishul Shel Eish. You need Bishul Shel Eish, you need a fire. Mekilim want to argue that the microwave has no fire, therefore it's not, it's like Kavush, it's not Al Yedei HaEish. So the Shevet HaLevi and the Shraga HaMeir say no, absolutely not. It's absolutely usher. Let's work with the spirit of the law. Why did Chazal prohibit Bishul Akum? Either because of Chasnas or because of Shema Yared Vodvar Masurim, just as Shaykh by microwaves. Why don't you say the same thing by Kavush also then? So they say here already they go back from a more switch back to a more technical analysis. They say the Gzera was Bishul. If you prepare raw foods or other things, maybe they're nice salads or whatever it is, but they were only Gzera on cooking. Then you can argue maybe microwave is not cooking, but they seem to assume that no, it's pasha to them and svara. They don't have any real proofs. They just think it's pasha to them and svara. The microwave cooking is sufficiently like regular cooking. Certainly, in, so, you know, if you're dealing with Hilchos Shabbos and like the Mishkan, you could say all kinds of technical and lumdish and formal svaras. But when it comes to Bishlakim, they're assuming it's clearly for practical sociological purposes enough like cooking that should be nichlal b'gzera. And they say that even if you wouldn't ask it for Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Shabbos might have more technical definitions of Bishul, but when it comes to Bishulakim, it's pashut that microwave is a normal way of preparing food. Again, you don't really cook a meal from scratch with a microwave, but they seem to fail that microwave is enough like actual cooking that should be included in the Gzeira, and they say it's pashut that it is us. Mekilim include the Riva Sefraim, Rav Greenblatt, and the Laharis Nasan and others, and Rav Heinemann. They all argue, they're more or less the same thing, they all argue that no, microwave is not cooking. They point out, microwave is different from a heating element. They don't all discuss the simple electrical heating element, but some of them seem to assume that would be usser and microwave is mutter. They say that heating element, they're possibly assuming is, it's enough like cooking. It's an old-fashioned style process where the current raises the temperature of the resistor in the circuit. That creates heat. It's not heat by combustion, but it's close enough. It's heat, and the heat then propagates the food. That's why you can cook normally by modern ovens. They're often electric, because they cook a lot like gas ovens. Not exactly the same, but the cooking process is relatively similar to ordinary cooking. Microwaves is an entirely different process. It's radiation. It's radiation that's absorbed by the molecules of water in the food, which create the heat over there, which then moves to the rest of the food, however it works. That's not like cooking, they say. The Riva Sefraim says, even though Rav Moshe said the microwave is cooking for Shabbos, not for Bishlakim, he's not really mad for why, but these posts can just say that microwave is not cooking, it's different from cooking. Some of them speak out that the chiluk from Shabbos, that even if it is Bishl for Shabbos, it would not be Bishl for Bishlakim, just because Bishlakim is Drabana, they were more Mekil. They found other areas in which they were more lenient for Bishlakim. Rishonim and Achronim give other cases where they say Drabana, they were more Mekel and Bishlakim than definitions would be otherwise. We've seen this far this week. Some of the poskim say you don't have to be so strictly logical and strictly rigorous about your calculations because it's only Drabana, they were more Mekel. So one of the riots they bring goes back to the 19th century. The Daki Tshuva brings Akronim, who discussed cooking via steam. So the question is, you have combustion. The combustion heats up water and makes it into steam, and the steam is then somehow brought into contact with the food, and then the heat is transferred to the food, and the food cooks. So the poskim debated whether that's bishulakim or not, and poskim said even if it be bishul for Shabbos, you can be more lenient when it comes to bishulakim. The Laharos Nasan brings this. He says they won't make it on bishulakim. So it follows that these modern methods of cooking, just because it has a practical effect of cooking, if it's not really the kind of cooking discussed by Chazal, then there is more basis for leniency. Rav Heinemann, in an article, just flat out, without getting into any real hesber, just says, Bishlakim is only a day eish, microwave is not eish. It's not, I don't know what Rav Heinemann held about microwaves on Shabbos, but he said, Bishlakim, flat, no problem, it's not cooking, it's not nichlal and gzeira of Chazal. The Riva Sefraim adds another line, which is always an interesting thing to say. He says that even if we're going to argue kind of as the Shevet Alevi does, that the reasons for the Gzeira still apply, and the same motivation Chazal might have had, would have had, Chazal had, should have applied to this too, we don't make our own Gzeiras, he says. We don't, Chazal, several posts can make this point, Chazal didn't have microwaves, therefore they're not included in the Gzeira. This is always a very tricky argument. First of all, they didn't have, let's say, electric heating elements either. And yet, the posts seem to be assuming electric heating elements would be included. Why? Because that's close enough to what Chazal had. If you find a new tree and you burn it and you make a fire, you don't say they didn't have that tree. That's a fire. Who cares if you like this tree, you like that tree. You like different kinds of fuels. So you can certainly argue that begs the question. If you feel microwave is like cooking, it's included in cooking. So the question is, you have to first define how narrowly you want to define cooking or not. The other aspect of the Riva Sefraim's logic that we don't make our own gzeiros, this is also a double-edged sword. Rav Moshe himself, we always like to quote in his tshuva on timers and Shabbos clocks, Rav Moshe rejects that kind of argument. He says that clearly when Chazal prohibited Amir al-Akim, this is exactly the sort of thing they would have wanted to prohibit because it's a steer to the whole spirit of Shabbos, and clearly Chazal would have prohibited it if it would have been around, so we'll prohibit it too. Suppose we do sometimes, or Moshe himself, the Rabbi Greenblatt's great Rabbi, also did sometimes use that kind of logic. So if it would really be true that microwaves had the same problems of chasnus and the same problems of Shema Yitin Bodavar Aser, you certainly could hear that Poskim might have felt, which is based on the argument of the Shevet Halevi and the Shrag Amar, that the same exact frame of mind that caused Chazal to Aser cooking would have caused them to ask for microwaves too. Now you can argue again. You don't really cook in a microwave. It's not formal cooking. It is a very different kind of cooking. You could argue practically that it's not the kind of cooking that Chazal felt would lead to chasnus and hanging out together. And I guess you can microwave snacks and then you hang out on the couch together. Right. So, they say you can argue. You can argue the point back and forth whether it's on the other hand when it comes to when you discuss Shulchan Malachim, the implication is that hanging out in a casual way is not what Chazal had in mind. They had in mind more elegant, more formal. So you can debate the point back and forth. I'll call upon him. There is a major debate among contemporary poskim whether microwave cooking is or is not aser, whether it's, again, better than Shabbos, whether it's more kal than Shabbos because it's just Rabbanan, then more mekel in general, whether it's more chomer than Shabbos because we're not so interested in the formal definition of cooking, and it's really about the time of chasnus. That's machlokes, but again, as Roy Flog points out, it's not, how practical the whole question is not clear because there are very few things that you really cook in a microwave, and those that you do are many and all Shulchan Malachim. I'm not sure what the Rav Safraim himself says, that he personally is machmer, even though he thinks as far as T. Michael. How practical a question it is, I'm not exactly sure.